Hello, Ivan.
Hey, Troy. I'm sorry, the line cut off. I'm not sure if you needed me to call you back later today.
No, I told you, hold on a second, my son was calling me.
Yeah, I was on hold, and then all of a sudden it just hung up. But not to worry, that's why I waited just a few moments before I called you back. Just wanted to make sure you were done with what you were doing, Troy. Troy, so the reason I'm calling is just simply to review the account, right? Last time we spoke, unfortunately, you were showing dissatisfaction with the actual program. Is that right?
Yeah, I still am. Actually, my girlfriend had actually just called me and was like, hey, we need to probably end this. Like, we haven't gotten one lead from this at all. It's usually been spam callers or something like that. So we haven't gotten one viable lead from using you guys at all.
I'm sorry to hear that, Troy. Normally, within the first 60 days is when you should start seeing more calls and messages coming in, right? For you, we definitely hit that mark. I believe we definitely hit that mark. We're about 90 days, a little bit over now.
Yeah.
One second, Troy. And I completely understand, right? It definitely is necessary to see the actual results and what's going on with your account, right? So we were helping you with the Google Business Profile, which I would say is the main thing that would help on Google Maps, right? Now I'm just seeing a few leads here, but you're mentioning that all these are mostly spam. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so the ones that are shown on the client dashboard. This includes, I believe, there's one that's those are saying wireless callers. There's one by Mr. Thomas, Mr. Green, or Mrs. Green. I'm sorry. Okay, so all these you mentioned that are definitely not leads, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on your client dashboard, it definitely does look like there's people seeing the account, right, meaning the Google Business Profile, I'm sorry. I've usually just reviewed the last 30 days, and about 86 people saw the actual account, and about 19 of them actually were on the Google Business Profile. 10 of them jumped onto your website, right? So there are some attraction that's going on there. I do see that maybe it is necessary to give the clients, let's say, a larger range of keywords to see if they can find you. I'm sorry. That's something that I brought up before, right? Just by simply adding more keywords, it opens up that, let's say, that gap between clients, right? They might use, let's say, different words to find your service, right? So that's definitely a way that could be done, and we could definitely take that route, Troy, right? Now, normally the billing day will come in today. So, again, if you are looking to discontinue, I'll make sure that it does stop. But there is a lot of room for improvement, especially if we see the client dashboard, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, again, if we do take the route to continue at least one more month, what I would definitely concentrate is making sure we get a good list of keywords. And, of course, I believe that would be the biggest issue right now is just giving the clients more terms, right?
So what are our keywords right now?
So I have a few keywords. Give me one second. There's here I have construction services, new construction, renovation, remodeling, and concrete services. So as you could tell, right, there are about five. Now
probably need to have basement remodel or bathroom remodel, basement remodel.
That's exactly what I wanted to go over, right? Because, again, we want to give them different options than just those, right? For example, the last time we spoke, it was mainly construction services. So I was going to go over a list that we could add instead of just having construction services. For example, custom home builder, design builder, construction management service, for example. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to put all these. I was just wanted them to go over with you. For remodeling, of course, I have a little system here that allows us to see more words. So I could just click, for example, remodeling, and then it'll tell me just a bunch of keywords that are for that service, which definitely do include bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, home remodeling, of course, and it shows exterior and interior remodeling, right? But I'm assuming it's mostly interior. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't matter with us. We do it all. There's nothing we don't do with a home. So
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, for example, right, and there's even basement remodeling company, right? So, again, just giving them a larger range could definitely work out as well, right? So if we do decide to continue today, I could definitely make sure to apply those changes. And, again, you should definitely have access to the client dashboard. And something that can happen within that 30 30 days, for example, is we could definitely get the Google verification campaign hopefully up and running. That way, if you decide, you know what, I would much rather just do the Google ad verifications, right, then we could definitely take that route, right? So there's just a few things that we could do a little bit different. And I'll be honest with you, about 95% of my clients that I personally help do have the Google verification campaign, right? So, again, right now that campaign is not active, but we can complete it. And then if by the end of the month you say, well, let's just try the actual
Why is it not active?
The Google ads aren't active just yet. The last time we spoke, we completed the Google, I believe, the application, right? And unfortunately, it is a little process. Right now, for example, Google, the next step to get the Google verification process going would be to be, let me double check. It looks like a background check would be next. So let me just open that up. Give me just a quick second. I'm opening up the account here. That's correct. So it looks like it would be a background check that would be next, and that would be the final steps. Unfortunately, the Google verification process can be lengthy. So right now, again, if we are able to continue those 30 days, we can have that campaign ready. Again, the only thing left is to do the actual background check. From there, you'll be able to see, of course, if you wish to go ahead and start it, we can, of course.
Okay, what do you mean started? Once I'm verified, or that was the whole point of me coming on with you guys, was to get me on Google.
That's correct. So your Google Business profile itself, it's on Google, right? The Google, it's basically two different things. The Google Business Profile, and there's a program that Google has that is referred to as Google Verified. It used to be known as Google Guarantee, right? So it got a little confusing for our customers, especially with the name change. But again, what Google Verified is, it's more of an ad, right? It's not the Google Business Profile that shows on Google Maps. The Google Business Profile has been verified for quite some time, actually. I believe actually you helped me out with getting that verified when I spoke with your son.
With my son, yeah.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. So that one's just been ready, right? But we do have different campaigns that Google gives us. So we give our clients the opportunity to try them out as well, right? We tell you, okay, so we need to get this done to get it ready. Once it's ready, we go ahead and go over it with you again. That way, if you wish to preferably do ads instead of the actual Google Maps, for example, that's another route that you could take instead, right? So there are different descriptions that can definitely fit you better, especially if you're, let's say, wanting more guaranteed leads. I would say...
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of me contacting you guys for... If not, I could go on Home Advisor and pay $37 a lead and sell jobs all day, but I was trying to... And then I was supposed to be getting paid leads from you guys or something, but I don't know. I feel like you're a very good talker, and you do, but I don't feel like you guys have done anything. I know there's a couple ads running on Facebook, and people are looking at me and whatever. I mean, people were looking at my Facebook page before I got with you guys. You know what I mean? So you guys haven't really added anything differently than what my girlfriend was doing. She adds pictures on my Google, Facebook. She adds pictures to my website. People look at it. Yeah, the whole point of me getting with you guys were you're supposed to say there was more verified leads coming in. Well, that's not true, because I'm getting more, as many spam calls from you guys as leads as I did from Home Advisor. So that's where my frustration comes in. You know what I mean? Like you guys haven't helped me at all. You guys haven't excelled my business one bit with hiring you guys. So. I think with that being said, I think I'm going to go ahead and terminate our partnership, because I just don't think it's beneficial to me.
I'm sorry to hear that. And I completely understand. You definitely need to do what's best for you, especially because you're running a business, right? So
yeah.
I can definitely say that we did help out with getting you on Google Maps, but of course we definitely wanted to make sure to get you up and running with those calls, right? Now, unfortunately,
yeah,
there are some areas that are definitely more competitive,
right? I don't want to go through a lengthy talk. Just in the subscription, if you don't mind, please.
I understand, Troy. I'll go ahead and have the information discontinued. You'll receive an email shortly just confirming your request, okay?
All right, but you've been awesome, man. I really want to thank you a lot. You're very good at your job.
Thank you, Troy. And again, if you need us, hopefully I'm able to help you out in the future. I appreciate you answering the phone today. Bye-bye.
Bye.